Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. It's always a great time having Zach Wilde on the show, but even more so when we're celebrating a new album from Black Label Society. This interview first aired on Thursday, February 26th. Enjoy it.
Check, check, one, two, check.
It's always a good time when we're hanging with tonight's special guest, Father Zach Wilde. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Oh, my jeepers, gee willikers.
Good to see you, man.
Right back at you, brother.
Listen, we've caught up a lot recently about the Great Oz, and I think we'll probably get into that soon, but I got to say out of the gate.
Always good talking about the boss.
Always, man. Congrats on this new Black Label Society album, Engines of Demolition, set for release on March 27th. How are you feeling as you count down the days for this record, man?
Well, I just think, with the new album, people are like, Zach, what's the difference between this album? What makes it so special compared to all the other albums? Well, two things. Number one, it's the new album. It's the next one. And then they're like, well, Zach, a lot of complaints, the albums sound the same. I go, yes, but like McDonald's or White Castle. You go for a Crave case of White Castle anywhere, it's consistently the same. Pure taste devastation. And, what we do over at Black Label, we take the same song, just give it a new title, change the lyrics. Nobody will know the difference. We'll be fine. Think smarter, not harder.
That's it, man. So, it's been 5 years, man, since Doom Crew Incorporated came out. Do you feel any sort of anxiety or anything, pressure or anything like that leading up to this?
It just goes to show you it doesn't feel like, I don't remember high school go by that fast. It was like molasses going uphill in January, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, high school. But we started recording everything in 2022. Then went out and did Pantera Celebration for a year and figured that would be it. And then we'll put the Black Label album out. And it was like, we're going to go out for a little while longer. Than that was another year. Then we went out again for another year. So it was like, next thing you know, we're 4 years deep on the Pantera Celebration. It was just like flew by.
Yeah.
And, all I did was, it was just like, I'll just keep, stockpiling song ideas until we're there. And then we'll put the album out and now we're here. So, to me, it's been a good run. So, it's just like been out celebrating Dime and Vinny and Philip and Rex, this awesome thing they created. And, doing that and having a great time while we're celebrating the fellas. And then now we're here, in between doing Zach Sabbath, Experience Hendrix and everything like that. And now the new album's here. So, to me, it's been a good run. So, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no, I totally get that, man. And, you've been doing this for so long, man, and writing songs and recording songs in different places with different things going on in your life. But I'm curious, like being out with Pantera, celebrating this thing they built, this incredible thing they created. Does that influence the way you write or the way you create songs?
Yeah, like people were saying, is Dime's influence going to be on me? And it's Dime's energy is in the riffs. And, there's nothing per se where you go, oh, yeah, that sounds like a Pantera song or anything like that. But it's just the enthusiasm and the energy. Dime would walk into a room. You were having the worst day possible. Dime would walk in the room and he would just light up. His energy was infectious. I remember he'd have people. They were like, no, no. It's just like, what's he doing? Dime would have like somebody drinking that has been like 8 years sober. And he has them drinking again. But Dime not knowing that they're not supposed to be drinking. He just went, come on, let's have a drink, man. Let's have a great time, Just because he was a lover of life and just everybody having a great time and just like, hilarious, It's just that, dude, Frank can't be drinking. He's got a guy's a screaming alcoholic. It's just like, well, I guess he just wanted to have a good time with the Dime bag, But that was pretty funny. But like Dimes, just his love of life. That's why I always tell everybody, if you're to honor Dime and Vinny, every night was Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. There was never any weekdays in their life.
Yeah.
It was always a continuous weekend. And it was like their outlook on life was like, I could be happy or miserable. I choose happy, So it was just like
nothing in between.
Barbecue, let's have a great time. and life's good, man. So I think, you know, if you're going to take anything away from Dime and Vinny, it's that. Just every day is a blessing, and every day, love your friends, love your family, and love what you do, and whatever you have passion for, love it and do it.
Amen, man.
They lived it. So, you know, that's the best way to live, man.
Well, and I think you live that too, man. Just the way, I mean, it seems like every day, you know, that's how you live your life too, man.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, if we lose, that means just tomorrow we got another chance to win it back. So that's the way you got to face everything, man.
That's it. Well, listen, I think Engines of Demolition marks album number 12 for Black Label. And of course, that doesn't include the EPs and live albums and compilations that have come out too. But is it hard to believe that you're getting deeper into double digits for albums with this band?
Well, it is kind of funny with, you know, because I have one of my old Guitar Player magazines with Keith Richards on the cover. And I think it's probably from like 75 or maybe 77. It says Keith Richards, 16 years with the Rolling Stones. And I'm sure if you asked Mick and Keith, they would go, since 1962 to now, it'd be like, where did the time go? I mean, you know, because my father, when he turned 80, him being a World War II vet, D-Day, Omaha Beach, and everything like that, I remember him telling me and you, going, well, boys, I guess you can only be 40 twice, you know, when he turned 80. Yeah, and he was just like, man, where's the time gone? You know what I mean? Because they're, you know, I mean, I'm 59 now, and I don't feel any different than when I was making No Rest for the Wicked with Ozzy. And that's going on 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and you know, my love for Sabbath, Randy Rhoads, and, you know, Zeppelin and Jimmy Page and everything that you love, it's still there. I still listen to those records, and they give me just as much awesome, ultimate joy as they did when I was 14 years old listening to that stuff. So, you know, it's, you know, so like, I'm sure for Mick and Keith, them listening to Muddy Waters, you know, they're just like, they remember back when they were 16 years old listening to that, how awesome it was, and that being a beacon of light, of giving their life purpose and direction, you know, to play music. So, and you never want to lose that, ever.
How do you protect that, man? Because, listen, there's guys who've been doing it as long as you have, and they're not as positive or optimistic as you are.
Well, I mean, just like, you know, the Ultimate Warrior, my posters are Tony Iommi and Jimmy Page and Randy Rose up in the Vatican. My wife was just like, well, what are you, like 12 years old? And I go, no, I'm not. And don't insult me like that, because I'm 13 now. I'm a teenager. Yeah. Watch it, woman. You're dating a teenager now. I'm a man.
I love it, man. Well, you know, we gotta talk about this album, because you've already released some songs from it, and I'm sure you weren't surprised by fans getting excited to see one song title on that track list called Ozzy's Song. Obviously, not a surprise that you want to pay tribute to Oz, but can you dive into this one, man?
Well, I had the music written, you know, because like I said, we've been writing
for years since
2022. So, you know, if you get inspired and you come up with an idea, it's just, oh, let me record this one. So, so I had the music, but after we laid Ozzy to rest, and then we came back, we ended up doing, you know, winding down the Pantera celebration run. Then when I came home, I just sat in the library, you know, in our house, and looking at a book of Ozzy, and I just sat and put the music on and wrote the lyrics right there. So, so obviously, if Oz hadn't passed away, I'm not writing those lyrics, obviously.
Yeah.
But, and then I played the grail on it, because when it came time to do the solo, Adam Fuller, who does all our records, you know, he engineers them and mixes them with us and everything like that. So he's in the kitchen, the Black Label kitchen, working back there. So he was just, I was like, Adam goes, Zach, you should get your grail. You know, because I have all my Gibsons still, my Epis and everything like that. It's just, you know, they're retired. I mean, I've been playing my own Wild Audio fiddle since 2016.
Yeah.
So, and that's another 10 years gone by. So just
there you go, man.
So, but I was like, yeah, it makes perfect sense, because I wrote my first song on that, Miracle Man, and did all the records with Ozzy with that album, with that guitar. So I just said, it only makes perfect sense that I'd play the solo on this fiddle. So yeah, so the solo on that song, all the other songs is my Wild Audio thing, but that solo is on the ground.
When's the last time you played that guitar?
Well, I'll still pick them up every now and then. My first real guitar Gibson I ever had was a Pelham Blue Firebrand SG from 1981. So, I noodle on that every now and then just because your childhood memories, the memories you have attached to all these guitars.
Yeah.
So that's why I always tell kids, never get rid of your first guitars that you had when you were a teenager and stuff like that. So, yeah, because all that mojo is on those guitars and just awesome memories it brings back. So, but I have them all retired. I'll pick them up from time to time just to, because it inspire you or whatever, So just has great memories attached to all of them.
I love it, man. How have you been continuing to process the loss of Ozzy?
Oh, Ozzy's, I saw this thing with Ray Manzarek talking about, doing a Doors special, talking about Jim Morrison. He goes, that's why I say my buddy's name all the time. And we talk about him. He goes, because when I speak of him, he's still alive and well.
Yeah.
That's why that line is in that song, Speak of Me. So, yeah, it's the truth, though, man. So every night when we play Randy's stuff live with Ozzy, Randy's alive and well, and his life force is there. And same thing with Dime and Vinny. Every night we're up there playing Pantera songs, and every time a 14-year-old kid gets behind the drums and plays Pantera or plays guitar, Vinny and Dime are alive and well. Their life force and their energy is still here. So it's a beautiful thing. So, when we were doing Zach Sabbath, when we went out after Oz passed away and everybody chanting Ozzy, and me, JD and Jeff singing, playing Black Sabbath songs. Ozzy's, alive and well.
That's right, man. Well, we play a lot of Sabbath and Ozzy, and every time we come up on a song, man, we say three words, long live Ozzy. And it's exactly that, man. It's to keep
that
legacy
going.
Your
mom and dad passed away. You going out there conquering whatever mountains in your life. That's what they want you to do, to be happy and be and to conquer. So that's you paying tribute to them and their life force.
That's it, man. Can you give me a long live Ozzy?
Long live the boss, because he's the ultimate. That's why.
That's it, man. Well, listen, you mentioned Zach Sabbath. You're kicking off a tour in support of Engines of Demolition on February 27th in San Antonio, and you're pulling double duty with Zach Sabbath opening for BLS. Besides a whole lot of Valhalla Java, how do you prep for pulling double duty night after night?
Well, the whole thing is that the whole point of this tour, you have Dark Chapel, we have Kid Dynamite, Dario's got his band.
Yeah.
And so Dario will be doing double duty, Dark Chapel. Then he goes back and does a couple Diana Ross costume changes and gets ready for the big black label Tance Fest. But, the whole point is I'm in Zach Sabbath. And, we're opening for Black Label. The whole thing is, I'm not only a fan of Zach Wild, I'm a fan of his wife. And by us being out on this tour, I plan on sleeping with Zach Wild's wife, Barbara Ann Wild. And that's why I'm thankful that this tour was put together. And not only are we going to blow Black Label off the stage, I'm going to sleep with his wife. That's the outlook going into this tour.
That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it night after night. I love it, man. And you're continuing to celebrate Pantera with Metallica in Europe this year, too.
Yes, we got it. Yep, we have some dates over there and stuff like that. So, looking forward to seeing it. Looking forward to seeing the fellas. Yeah, we got a group chat and everything like that, so I keep in touch with the fellas and everything.
Yeah.
And, Philip, huge boxing fan. I'm a boxer fan, so I send him all this other, boxing stuff all the time when I see on Instagram or whatever. So it's all good, man.
It's
beautiful. It's like our Pantera family over there, the Pantera Celebration family. And then you got, our Zach Sabbath, Black Label family. It's all great, man.
That's amazing, man.
Experience Hendrix, same thing. When we go out and celebrate Jimmy, and it's always great seeing everybody. It's like getting together for summer camp with your friends.
Yeah, well, I love it, man. Well, and no better summer camp than Back to the Beginning, man, last year. And, I'm just eternally grateful that I got to be there and witness it in person. I think about it every day. And
it truly was amazing, man.
Yeah. Totally. And, we've had the chance to chat with nearly everybody who was part of that day too. And, the thing that everybody says just universally is how special it was because there wasn't an ounce of ego on that stage. Everybody did their thing all for Ozzy and all for Sabbath. And it was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I've never really run into the ego thing anyways. I mean, like when I've been out with all the other bands, ever. Yeah. Everybody's cool. I don't know, because no one cares. You know what I mean? If it'd be like pizza, getting jealous of other pizza. It's just like some people like margarita, some people prefer, you know, pepperoni. Some people like the white pie. Some people, you know, with the ricotta. Some people like, I like the grandma. I'm a big, huge fan of the grandma pie. Then you got garlic and mushroom. So what's the best pie? No one, they're all good. It's all win-win situation here.
That's right, man. That's right. Zach, listen, it's always great to hang with you, man. Listeners, pre-order the new Black Label Society album, Engines of Demolition, at blacklabelsociety.com. Get all their tour dates there, too. Don't miss BLS and this other band, Zach Sabbath, opening, man.
I got to learn some of these songs for the upcoming tour.
I love it, man. Listen, we'll always keep everybody posted right here, too. But, Zach, by now, you've been on the show enough. You might as well just co-host with me, man.
Yeah, that's all good, man. I was just having a good time talking about coffee, beer, pizza, Sabbath, Jimmy Page, everything we love.
Doesn't get better
the
than
warrior,
that, man.
Warrior, you know, keep it everything ultimate.
You are welcome back anytime, man. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Good talking to you, man.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.